For before we begin our learning towards Shabbos HaGadol, a couple of deep felt hargashot. Number one, I really have profound thanks to Gabi Sackett for all that he did to arrange our learning together, the program director here in YU Israel, and B'siyata D'shmaya may have many more years in Hatzlacha and Harbatzas Torah and Chesed that he does so beautifully for our yeshiva. Poschim b'chvod achsanya, Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, YU Israel, who's hosting this.
This meeting is being recorded.
And particularly the heart and soul of our yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, the Ritz Israel Kolel, where I have the schus to learn and to teach, to follow on the heels of lions, of the Rosh Kolel, Rav Miller, Rav Bednarsh, Rav Mann, and Rav Silverman. And may we continue, B'siyata D'shmaya, to continue the beautiful tradition of the Kolel and its Rosh Kolel, Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal. I also want to recognize dear Talmidim from the Beis Medrash of Mevakshei Emes. And all friends and Talmidim, it's a schus to be able to prepare for Shabbos HaGadol together. A note about this drasha. When Rav Gabi asked me about what we should talk about, I didn't even describe this as a Shabbos HaGadol drasha. Meiri V'Rabbi Rav Nevin Sal Shlita is quite makbid, and we in our Beis Medrash also last year tried to follow this, that a Shabbos HaGadol drasha is really hadracha, direction of how to go about the mitzvos of Pesach. This year is a very, very different year. This year, to give hadracha on a group of alumni that span the ages of 25, I see Rav Leibowitz Shlita here, Rav Baruch Ber's nephew, who is Bli Ayin Hara, Talmud Chacham V'Zakei Muflag, to give hadracha on this year, which is such a complicated year, is impossible. Each case is different. Our entire situation is a Shas Hadchak. And therefore, what I decided to do is to focus on a fascinating conceptual and practical halachic question for about 20 minutes. So what we're going to be doing is halacha and lamdus for about 20 minutes. And then afterwards, B'siyata D'shmaya developed this idea in Machshava for another 20 minutes. Speaking of Shas Hadchak, I want to emphasize and repeat what Gedolei HaRabbanim and leaders here in our great country in Eretz Yisrael have emphasized, that we are in a state of Shas Hadchak, and it will be just worth arranging this Zoom meeting together to emphasize that unfortunately, because there are so many things that make our period, due to the coronavirus, a case of Sakana, I request that everybody celebrate Pesach at home, and we'll talk about, Emir Tzeshem, later, the significance of celebrating Pesach in our own personal homes, and for some of us it's trying that we're not able to be able to do that with our families, but we will see that there's a tremendous avoda that's involved, particularly for those of us who are home and alone for the Seder. Let's begin with the conceptual question about Bedikas Chametz. Now, for those of you who'd like to follow along, if you have a Mishneh Brura Chelek Hei, we're going to be focusing on Simin Tuf Lamed Vav Sif Gimel, the last three lines on page 16 of the Mishneh Brura, and that will be our text for the entire halachic discussion. We're going to focus on a few lines and ask some basic conceptual questions. The Mechaber writes, Imhu mefaresh o yotze bishayara. This was more common when people were constantly moving, and that is an individual who is going away from his home. He rented a home from a Gentile, v'lo yikanes bepesach bebayis, and he's not going to go into any house. He's an individual who's going to be on the move. So he lived in a home, and it's now 30 days before Pesach, after Purim. Now, he's leaving that home, and he's not going to go into any other home. The Mechaber says something absolutely startling in the name of the Ramah. the Ravya. Yesh Misha Omer Shechal Olav Choyves Habiyur Kivan Shu Toch Shloshim Yom. Vitzarich Levar Beis Ha'eino Yehudi Shu Yotze Mimenu Kedei Lekayim Mitzvahs Biyur. So the Mechaber writes in Simin Tav Lamed Vav Siv Gimel that the halacha is that if an individual is leaving a home that he rented from a Gentile and he's not going to another home, he still has to do bedikas chametz and biur chametz. There is a dissenting view, the Torah dissents. The Ramah quotes this again in Taf Lamed Vav Gimel. Va'af al pi she'ena Yehudi yikanes lebayis bepesach, v'yesh omrim she'en tzarech kishenichnos bo ha'ena Yehudi. The Torah says, if another Gentile will move into that home that he was renting, so then in such a case, the halacha is that you don't have to do bedika and biur. The Pri Chadosh points out, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this la'alacha, that it would seem that even the Torah says this only if another Gentile is moving in. But if another Gentile is not moving in, even though the chametz is not yours, we'll see in a moment, even if you're mafkir the chametz, nevertheless, there's a chiyuv for you to do bedika and biur. A startling sheet of the Ravya, and we're going to focus more on the Ravya, but as I mentioned, the Pri Chadosh even says that the Torah only holds that way if the Jew has given over the house to a non-Jew. If, however, he's just leaving, once there's a chiyuv, the Gemara tells us, 30 days before Pesach, the chiyuv begins for bedika and biur, then the halacha is that chiyuv remains with you, even though you know that house is not going to be in your reshus on Pesach. And the question is obvious, and this is what we're going to focus on for the next 16, 17 minutes. There are two different opinions about why we do bedikas chametz. The Ran tells us that according to Rashi, even though the chametz is going to be mivutal, you're going to nullify and say, kol chamir v'chamir dika bershusi, all the chametz I make ownerless. Nevertheless, we require bedika because we're afraid that your bittul was not serious because you're going to want the chametz that's in your house. According to Rashi and the Ran, in this case, the individual is leaving the home. He's no longer going to be there. Why in the world would the Ravya say that you still have to do bedika and biur? And the opinion of Tosfos is that the reason why we do bedika even though there is bittul is shema yavoi la'achloi, Tosfos writes in the Beis Amud Aleph. We're afraid a person's going to come to eat the chametz. In this case, he no longer owns the house. He doesn't even have the keys. Why in the world would you, according to the Ravya, according to the Pri Chadosh, even according to the Torah, as long as another Gentile hasn't moved into the house, still be chayiv to do bedikas chametz? These questions remind me of an El Al story. You know, they say that there was a woman, cargo crew in El Al still tell over the story, that there was a woman, a really fancy lady from New York, who got in touch with El Al. She said, I'm flying first class, but I also want my dog to fly first class. I'll get him a separate ticket. So they're stuck in the situation. What are they going to do? A dog first class? So they convinced the lady that, you know what? We have a suggestion. We have a special area in cargo that is set up, that is so special, it's the first class for dogs who come to Israel. So they convince her. The cargo unloads the plane as it arrives in Israel, and they take out the beautiful area that's holding the dog, and the dog is dead. This woman is El Al's, one of their best customers. The cargo people freak out. They look, they check out the exact type of poodle it is. Somebody calls, Yossi calls his friend Dror in one of the dog centers, and they quickly rush a new poodle into the arrival center in El Al. The woman looks at the dog and she says, Zeloa kelev shili! Zeloa kelev shili! And she begins to cry. Yossi says, lo, 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 zemediuk hakelev shalcha, hakelev shalcha, zeloa kelev shili! She says to him, hakelev shili met! Ani eveti oto lekfura! My dog died! I brought him here for kfura! This is not my dog! Sometimes we could be doing something and we're working so hard for something, but really the entire rationale is not there. The dog was already there. Lahavdil, in this case, the chametz, why does it need bedika and bittel? Everything's been taken care of. You're not going to be over bal yirah, bal yimatzeh. You're not going to have shema yavol achlo. What is the svara of the ravya? And what is the svara of the tur, according to the Pri Chadash, the way the Mishnah Berurah seems to paskin? So let's do this Jewish style, Rabosai. Let's answer a question with another question. A question that at first glance almost seems to be absurd, but the Mishnah Berurah takes really seriously, and the post can take really seriously. When do we do Mechiras Chametz? We sell the Chametz on the 14th in the morning. When is there a Chiyuv of Bedikas Chametz? The Chiyuv of Bedikas Chametz is at the night of the 14th. When one enters the time of Bedikas Chametz, has your Chametz been sold? Has it been sold? The answer is no. It still belongs to you. So the Mishnah Berurah, after he paskins on this question in the Machlokas between the Rav Yoh and the Tur, and he quotes the opinion of the Pri Chadash, he then asks a fascinating question. On the night of the 14th, why is it that if you're selling all the chametz in one room, and you have it under lock and key, your basement, you're not going to go into your basement, you didn't clean your basement, ask the Mishnah Berurah, you should still do Bedikas Chametz. Quoting from Achronim. You should still do Bedikas Chametz. Why? Because on the night of the 14th, it still belongs to you. Interesting question. Why does it seem absurd? For the same reason that we asked on the Rav Yoh. At the end of the day, you're not going to come to eat it. It's going to be on lock and key, A. And B is that you don't own it on Pesach. So why in the world would you need to do Bedikah? The answer to that question is a chsam sofer that I'd like to share with you, and I'd like to be ma'amik for the next 6 or 7 minutes on this chsam sofer to understand the chsam sofer's message and see what lesson that has for us as we prepare for Bedikas Chametz in this special year of Tavshin Peh. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the chsam sofer and seems to like the chsam sofer's mahalach. The Chassam Sofer appears in Tshuva Kuf Lamed Aleph, and he writes the following: Afal pi shegoy nichnas bebayis vezoche bechametz shechayiv livdok toch shloshim karav yah. He quotes the opinion of the Rav Yah that says that when you have chametz in your rishus, even if you're not going to be there in Pesach, the halacha is that you have to do bedika and remove the chametz. Hasam, but over there, mihi she'ein al abayis chiyuv bedika, sherei goy nichnas betocho. There's no chiyuv bedika because the guy's going to go inside, and here's the critical words. Mikol makom chiyuv al karkafta digavrahu. There is a chiyuv that's on every person who has chametz within 30 days and is living in a home. He has a chiyuv al karkafta digavra. An individual who's leaving the house and not going into another one, if he doesn't do bedika and be or now, he won't be mekayim the mitzvah at all. Al kein tzarich livdok, and that's why he needs to check. Masha'in kein hacha, but the Chassam Sofer is lenient in regards to the rooms that you're selling. She'ein al acheder chiyu bedika, sherei sofer she'ikanis kol letzocho. And you don't have to check those places that you're selling to the guy, because you're going to fulfill the mitzvah of bedika in all of the other rooms. Comes along the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer answers all of the above questions, which will beg a bigger one. And that is, the Chassam Sofer says a fascinating lomdus. And this will take us to even chidushim, to practical halacha. Says the Chassam Sofer that the Chiyuv of Bedikas Chametz begins, as the Gemara tells us, on Davavim Psachim, 30 days before Pesach, and there's a Chiyuv to do actively Bedika and Bir, a Chiyuv akarkafta de Gavra, a Chiyuv on each person, whether they're going to own that Chametz or not, whether they're going to own that home or not. There's a chiyuv on every person. Oh, if that's so, says the Chassam Sofer, I have a leniency when you're selling some of your rooms. When you're selling some of your rooms, then as long as you fulfill bedika somewhere else, says the Chassam Sofer, then the halacha is that you were yotzei the chiyuv of bedika. So the Chassam Sofer has told us that this is the pshat in the Raviyah. This is the pshat in the Pri Chadash. Only when a guy is going to come in and be mevayer the chametz are you not chayiv, according to the Tur and the Pri Chadash, as the way the Pri Chadash understands it. And according to the Raviyah, if you are not going to yourself do the bir chametz, the halacha is that you weren't yotzei the chiyuv of bedika. Says the Chassam Sofer, but if we're talking about a case of where you already are doing bedika, then you're yotze. But this just sharpens the question. Why? Why? Why does the Chassam Sofer say that there's a chiyuv of bedika karkafta de gavra? What happens if I sell all of my chametz to a guy? What happens if I don't have a home? What happens if I'm going to my parents' home and they did a bedika? Why do I have to do bedika? We saw, according to Rashi and Tosfos, in those cases where you're not going to come to Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, or where you're not going to come to eat, l'chura, at first glance, there wouldn't be a chiyuv. So for the next 5 minutes, I'd like to develop with you an answer, and then come to the hashkafah and maybe moral messages of this yisod. There's a well-known chakira of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch tells us that when it comes to the mitzvah of tashpisu sa'or mi batechem, to destroy chametz that's in your house, there are two ways we can understand that mitzvah. One way to understand the mitzvah is that if you have chametz, you have a mitzvah to destroy it. But there is no mitzvah to actively have chametz to destroy. You could be mekayim the mitzvah, the Minchas Chinuch says, in the famous lomdusha terms, b'shev al tasa, sitting and not doing anything. That's one way you can understand the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Or, says the Minchas Chinuch, you can understand the mitzvah of Tashbisu as a chiyuv that you have to, bekum vaaseh, you have to get up and destroy your chametz on Pesach. Of course, the nafkamina is whether you need to buy chametz before Pesach to destroy to fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu sarmi bateichem. The Minchas Chinuch argues that the opinion of Tosos on Dav Dalet Amud Beis, he says, when you fulfill bittel, when you do bittel, when you mevatel chametz, you're not fulfilling tashbisu. You fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu only when you actively destroy. Because Tosfos holds the mitzvah as a kumvase. Rashi holds that you fulfill the mitzvah with bittel. Rashi holds you can mekayim the mitzvah b'shev al tasa. Maybe one could suggest that the Chassam Sofer holds that not only is the mitzvah d'oraisa b'kumvase, but Chazal instituted that what we should do on Erev Pesach, starting 30 days before Pesach, is to actively search and destroy chametz. And I found a Meiri that seems to say that. Meiri on Daf Beis Amud Beis. Iker hatakana livdoich acharav ulevaer. The mitzvah is to search and to destroy chametz. The mitzvah is to search and to destroy. And that's the position, it seems to me, of the Chassam Sofer. And it would seem to me that that's the simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah, that if a person has chametz 30 days before Pesach, he has a mitzvah to be bodek ulevayer. That's his mitzvah. By the way, the practical nafkamina lahalacha, which I know that there are some great rabbanim that don't follow, but Rav Nevin Sal Shlita told me that this is his position as well, is that a person cannot abdicate their chiyuv of bedika by simply selling their chametz on the night of the 13th. Because the chiyuv, as the Mishnah Berurah quoted in that same Mishnah Berurah, this is all the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Beis, all the way going towards the bottom. The Mishnah Berurah never said that one could abdicate one's chiyuv of Bedikas Chametz with the sale of the 13th. If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, the famous sale called the Mechiras Yud Gimel is used, the simple way of reading the Mishnah Berurah, is a way to solve the problem of those who are not checking their rooms that they're selling the chametz for. And then he suggests a mechiras yud gimel. My Rabbi Rav Miller Shlita suggested that those who have the other position read the Mishnah Berurah as going all the way back and saying that you do mechiras yud gimel if you're going to follow the Tur, who says, not according to Pri Chadash, but the Tur, who could be read as saying that if you're not going to have the chametz, so then in such a case, you don't need to do bedika. But clearly, the approach that we're suggesting is the position of the Chassam Sofer, and Mechiras Yud Gimel, it would seem to me, the simple way of reading the Mishnah Berurah, the way Meiriv Rabbi Rav Nevin Sal Shlita understands, is that Mechiras Yud Gimel is just to solve the case where an individual is anyhow doing Bedikas Chametz. But if an individual is not doing Bedikas Chametz, so then in such a case, the halacha would be that he has to do Bedika and Bior. Why? That's the Takana Midrabanan. The Takana Midrabanan is to go Bikumva Asei, to search out the Chametz and to destroy. This now brings us to the second half, B'siyata D'shmaya, the second half of our shir. This brings us to the Machshava, the profound lesson about Bedikas Chametz, and I think a lesson that is so pertinent and so relevant to us this particular year. Bedikas Chametz, Shnas, Tavshin, Pei. The year that the entire world, maybe for the first time in history, that the entire world, almost all of our shuls have been shut down. The entire world, because of man's kochi v'atzam yadi asaliyas achayel hazeh, man's purported strength has hurt himself, has spread an epidemic and turned it into a pandemic in a way that the world has never seen before. What exactly is the reason why Chazal said that we have to do bedika and bior chametz bekum v'aseh? The Beis Avram is quoted in the Slonim Agada Toras Avos as giving us the beginning, a path in Machshava to understand what is the lesson b'derech avoda. He says, really, bittel chametz usually works? But we know that the Rishonim, and we're arguing even for instances where you're not going to be over Bali Rab Bali Matzah, according to Chassam Sofer and others, Bittul is not enough. Why? Says the Beis Avram, the ancestor of the Nesiva Shalom, Inyan Bittul Chamed Shem Bevatloi Beliboy Umekabal Al Abba Umenator Bebittul Sagi El Shachachomim Hitzrichu Bedika Shelo Yistapik Bahaskoma Belev. Pesach is not enough for a person to decide something in their heart. El yachnisu b'maisim b'poyel mamish. A person needs to transform themselves in action, b'poyel mamish, to transform themselves and their houses, not simply in what they decide in their mind and in their heart, but b'poyel. Rabbi Dr. A.J. Twersky quotes from one of his ancestors that after he finished Bedikas Chametz, he would turn to his Talmidim and his Chassidim and say, and now, what Bedikah are we doing inside? He would open up his shirt and say, what Bedikah are we doing in the lathe? In other words, for him, Bedikas Chametz was a metaphor of something much deeper. It was a metaphor of an active Cheshbon HaNefesh, an active personal development. Oh! If that's so, the Machshava of the Beis Avram fits beautifully with the Chassam Sofer's approach. And that is that Bedikas Chametz is a requirement of Bechovas HaGavra Chazal where Mesaken, that we have to do something active to transform ourselves and to transform our homes. The Chidush Arim and the Sfas Emes, Chusam Yogain Oleinu write that the central theme of Karban Pesach is Mishchu Chulach Emes Atzoin. Go, pull. It's not enough for us to simply stay at home and have the geula happen. Mishchu, you have to pull, particularly in Mitzrayim, b'memteh sharei tumah. It's not just a decision to do something. It has to be with a tremendous bren, a real fire, a desire for a person to really, really change themselves. Mishchu chulach emes hasayin. And of course, what is the sefer of Pesach? What is the Megillah of Pesach? The Megillah of Pesach is Mashcheinu Acharecha Narutza. Just like we pull, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to pull us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pull us. Pull us out from this tzara. Pull us out from this galus. Bring us to that place of Geula. Oh. this year, this message of Mishchu Kulachem Es Hatzayin has deeper significance. This chiyuv of Bedika Bepoel on the bias is more profound. Even those who followed the opinion that said that you could do Mechiras Yugimel and quote-unquote abdicate your chiyuv of Bedikas Chametz, or those people who went to their parents' houses, those people who didn't have to do Bedika because someone else did Bedika for them. This is a monumental time and a seemingly insignificant detail, which I think is extremely profound, that there's going to be more Bedikas Chametz now in Klal Yisrael than it could very well be ever in history. Because each one of us are quote-unquote holed up. And al pi halacha, and al pi the guidance of the ministries of health and the Department of Health, we're supposed to stay home. That's the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, as many have pointed out, we are now reliving Lo Yiseitzu Ish Mi Pesach Pesoy. Don't leave your home. Stay in your home. Now some understand Lo Yiseitzu Ish Mi Pesach Pesoy that there's a magefa outside, as the pasuk describes, V'lo Yitein HaMashchis Lingoif, that there's a magefa outside. And the night of Pesach, just like there was then, there is now. But there are two ways to read the narrative. And I think that this is extremely, extremely important. How do you understand what that magefa outside is, and how do we protect ourselves from it? I want to introduce it with an anecdote. I met a fellow about 10, 12 years ago when I was riding the light rail here in Yerushalayim, and he was asking me directions, and it was clear for me that from his southern drawl that this was a unique person who was searching, and he had a Jewish last name. I won't tell you his last name, but his name was Robert, and Robert was from North Dakota. Oh, excuse me, North Carolina. Where Robert lived, there was miles and miles between him and everybody else. That's going to be the last place that Corona is going to get to. And Robert grew up in a very entirely secular. His parents, unfortunately, his father was Jewish and his mother wasn't. And his perspective of the Bible, which he read constantly, was a perspective that was informed by another world religion that is dominant in the United States of America. And he was at my Shabbos table, and we spent time with him. At the time, I didn't even know whether his mother was Jewish or not. And he began to talk about the passage of Parshas Bo, of the Mashchis, of the Magefa that went on in Mitzrayim. And Robert described, he said, when the devil went out, what you needed to do was sprinkle blood to protect yourself from the devil. My 7-year-old daughter jumped up with such animation, and she said, "No, Robert, you didn't understand. It was God. It wasn't a mashchis. It was God." And that blood was not simply a way to ward off the devil, but that blood was the Mesiras Nefesh of Avodas Hashem of all of the Jews of Mitzrayim. What exactly happens when we go through Lel Pesach? What exactly is the process? Is the process one in which we ward off the devil? Or is something entirely different? There is an entire internal transformation that is taking place. Do we just simply sell the chametz? We have somebody else take care of it? Or, says the Chasam Sofer, no. There has to be a real process. A chovas hagavra, says the Sfasemes, moshcheni acharecha, an action, a chiyuv of bedika, to search and to transform. And chametz represents gaiva. Chametz represents a person's inability to focus on others, to focus entirely and focuses entirely on themselves. It's not enough to ward off by simply taking care of the halacha and saying, well, I'm not going to be over on Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh. There's a chiyuv that we have, bikum vaaseh, to be bodek, to search our homes, to search our hearts, as the Chernobyl Rebbe described. And to ask ourselves, when we're home and alone with our families, there are going to be some people who are going to be alone with their wives, some people alone with their family, with their children, without their extended family. To ask ourselves, even in those most intimate settings, wait a second, how much of me is really chametz, and how much of me is really matzah? How much have I done to remove the yetzahara in my home? How much have I done to refine what is going on in my home? One of my dear students and friends, Rav Rafi Abraham, pointed out that our chabura, our night chabura, is not meeting. But now we're learning in our homes. Maybe our tafkid was no longer to be focused outside, but to be transforming the Kedushas Habayis, the holiness of in our homes. So being stuck in our homes on Pesach isn't to block out the Magefa. That's the pagan perspective. When we are stuck in our homes on Pesach, what it is an opportunity to transform the home from the haughtiness and indulgence of chametz to the spirituality and humility of matzah. That requires action. It's not enough to have a legitimate legal loophole. The mechira is not enough. Now is a tzav hashah. Now is a time particularly where we have to spring into action of mishku chulachem esatzon, that there's a choves hagavra to be mesaking the bayis. This applies all years, but applies even more this year. Listen to this Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma points out that the Gemara in Psachim on Daf Tzadivav Amid Aleph has a Mishnah. And the Mishnah is a lot more subtle than the Meshech Chachma presents. But if you think about it, what the Mishnah is saying is actually the Chiddush of the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma appears in Shmos Yud Beis Chav Dalet. The Mishnah says that there's a difference between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Ladoros. The Pesach in Mitzrayim, there wasn't blood that was sprinkled on the Mizbeach. The blood was sprinkled on the Mezuzos and the Mashkof. In Pesach Ladoros, the blood was sprinkled on the Mizbeach. Be'ezer Hashem will be zocha to that. And says the Meshech Chachma, the way to understand the depth of that Mishnah is Shalosh Mizbachos Hayu B'Mitzrayim. There were three Mizbachos. Mashkof, that's the top of the door, Ushtei Mezuzos. V'akavona, Ki Oz Haysa Yizgalus Kvod Eloki B'Pesach Kol Beis Yisrael. There was a revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at every Jewish home. Kasher Hayachar Zeh B'Mamos Tzibur. It was that transformation of the home like the Beis HaMikdash was at the time of the Karban Pesach in our Holy Temple. V'haya oz ha-mashkof ha-mezuzah mizbeach litein alav damim. And the mashkof and the mezuzah become in its place the mizbeach. What the Meshech Chachma is saying is that by Pesach Mitzrayim, the bayis was transformed to the Mikdash. If we prepare our homes properly, then this year this is the first time in history that we're repeating Al Yetzei Ish Mimekomo Lo Seitzu Ish Mipesach Beiso, that a person has to stay in his house, and we have the opportunity, if we do the appropriate bedika, to transform our homes into a Mikdash. Many have pointed out this amazing Baal HaTurim, that the Baal HaTurim says that by Pesach Mitzrayim we were stuck in our homes, and Lasid Lavo we're going to be stuck in our homes. But Rabosai, it doesn't happen by itself. That transformation of the bayis becoming the Migdash requires a bedika, and it requires a biur. That is so central to Pesach. The Geula is not going to happen simply because the world is in pandemonium. B'nisan nigalu u'b'nisan asin in l'higal. In Nisan, we're ultimately going to be redeemed when we continue the active process of Bedikas Chametz. Every Jew knows what he needs to work on, what his home is. And if you're single, to reassess what you hope your home is going to be. And it's never too late for those who are 20 years old and for those who are 80 years old. This is a unique year. Should be a Shnas Geula. This is a unique year for us to truly, truly internalize what the Chovas HaBadik and the Chovas HaBiur is. And Be'ezer Hashem, in less than a week's time, we should be Zoche. Now, within 30 days, already 30 days, but not only 30 days, a week before Pesach, we have a Chiyuv of Bedikah that began already from Purim. And it's amazing. The virus began right around, hit its peak, or began to really spread in Eretz Yisrael right around Purim. When the Chiyuv of Bedikah began, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a Siyata Deshmaya to be able to look inside, to develop inside, to advance inside a true Bedikas Chametz, and may we be Zoche to be Mesameach, Bebeis HaMikdash, Beminyana, Benisa Nigalu, Benisa Nasidin Lehigal.